Hey y'all, this is Mama Susie. Just want to say hey, see how you're doing. I did get my talk to the nurse and did find out for sure that my D&C is next Monday in the morning, so I've got that going for me. And as long as that comes back, like I said, cancer free, because I have precancer cells, then I can go along in September and get my hysterectomy. My sugar's been great. You know, it's last couple days been pretty good. It goes up and down, but it's really what I'm paying attention, what I'm eating, what I'm not. Because if I forget and say, oh, I, you know, slipped up and had a piece of bread or had some rice in a burrito or something. I did find some recipes. I was going to tell you guys some keto bread and some keto mug cakes, I believe it is. And I make them into like little biscuits. And I don't know, they're terrific. Like I made two soft-boiled eggs. The other day I had two hard-boiled eggs. And I just put some butter on there. And you could put whatever spices you want in there. Put some herbs and salt and pepper, whatever. And they were excellent. So it kind of took over for the craving of the bread. Because it's made out, like you can make it out of almond flour or coconut flour. And I haven't tried coconut flour, but I heard it's a lot cheaper. So I'm going to consider going, you know, maybe Trader Joe's or a Whole Foods or something towards the suburbs or something. Maybe find that. I found that a lot of keto recipes are really helping me. So they're help like supplementing, because what I'm doing, the low carb, high fat, I'm not really considering, it's a modified key, like a modified low carb, high fat. So it's not quite as strict as keto, but I feel like it's helping me out, like with the grains and everything. And then taking like cauliflower and turning that into mashed potatoes or using that as rice. I mean, that is an excellent source, you know, of vitamins and all different kinds of nutrients that I need anyhow. So I find that's a lot, even though there's some work to put to some of that stuff, it's really worth it because when I take my blood sugar, I mean, rather it's saying 180 or 160 something because of eating something with a carb, because that will spike. Sometimes that really does, like a bun for a sandwich really will spike up my blood sugar. If I have a keto biscuit or keto bread, you know, with the sandwich, then it doesn't really even go up hardly at all. And with people who don't even have like blood sugar issues or pre-diabetic or whatever, sometimes after they eat, their sugar can go over to 160. And that's someone who doesn't even have blood sugar issues. So I'm finding that is helping me a lot. I go on YouTube and I modify things, you know, to where I can eat them. So my family can eat anything they want. But now I'm starting to learn I can too. If I want a burger or something at a restaurant, I just get lettuce for the bun. Or, you know, not eat the top bun. Maybe eat the bottom bun. You know, sometimes the top bun's the best bun. But it probably has the most sugar and junk in it. But, you know, what can you do? You're still getting, a bun. But I'm supplementing a lot of different things. And I'm going on YouTube and I'm looking up recipes. And kind of like modifying my own diet. Because, you know, I get upset with myself, I'm sure y'all do too, that, you know, say you go and take your sugar and it's lunchtime and your sugar is like 135 and you're like, what the heck, you know? It's not supposed to be that high. I'm supposed to keep it down lower than that, especially if I've taken medication and stuff. Sometimes I'm under stress or I haven't had enough sleep, so that's affecting me also. But I am happy, kind of nervous about my surgery and my procedure. I'm noticing PCOS has done to my body and spoken to a lot of women who have PCOS and have gone through hysterectomies. My mother has, and she didn't quite know that she had PCOS, and how I told her basically is how you can tell sometimes. I said a lot of times you can tell, say a person needs to get a hysterectomy and they bleed all the time. Well, they get a lot of facial hair, chin hair, stuff like that. They're overrun with hormones. That's the testosterone. That is kind of a symptom of PCOS. But there are so many, because it's an endocrine disorder. There's so many different things can show up. But I have a feeling she had it, my grandmother have it, my sister might have it even. We don't know yet, and I pray that she doesn't. She was having some issues, but, you know, hopefully she can have a couple more babies, and I can just be an auntie again and not worry about it. My husband will buy me another puppy. I'm happy and content at my age. I think it would be too hard, honestly, to have another baby, because just everything I've been through. And I am having some autoimmune issues. I have always had them my whole life. And I've been told I have this thing or that thing or whatever. And some things I have conquered. Some things, such as candida, I've conquered candida, which can cause various things, chronic fatigue syndrome, tons of issues. When your body becomes overwhelmed with yeast, which everybody has yeast in their body, you know, if it comes overwhelming with it, it can cause havoc on your brain, you know. So with that and PCOS, that gives you brain fog anyways. It took me some time. It took me over a year to get rid of the candida issue. I took a product by Pure Herbs. It's called Cansol. And I took a lot of garlic, ate a lot of garlic and turmeric, and I took garlic pills and rosemary. And that seems like, because what had happened is I would start getting like eczema, or I would get like little itchy patches, or, you know, say when, I usually shower every day, every other day, but that other day I would be like itchy on my stomach or on my arms. I'm like, this is really weird. I'm a clean person. I shower. I take care of myself. And a friend of mine said, look up the symptoms for candida. So I did that, and I feel like I helped overcome that, because, you know, I figured out what I needed to do. And productively, I could have said, forget it, I'm not going to do anything about it. But I did, so that helped me with some of my autoimmune. So now I can help try to control my PCOS and my diabetes, and get tested for more stuff like fibromyalgia and things like that. And a lot of people say that it's just a baloney, you know, thing about fibromyalgia, unless they have it. But I've been also told I have other things too, so, you know, we'll see. We'll see how it goes. You know, doctors don't always know what is right for us. Sometimes we have to find out for ourselves. Like, I got a whole bunch of new doctors and stuff like that, and I'm the one that figured a lot of this stuff out. So, you know, I knew my body wasn't reacting correctly. And, you just know who you are. And basically, like, you know, I don't know, like, I'm a jokester. I could be in the doctor's office and be like, you know, somebody say, oh, you know, how are you feeling? Oh, I'm dying, you know. I'm dying. I feel horrible. I'm dying, you know. Just being a smart aleck. And people that know me, you know that I'm being a smart aleck about stuff. But people who don't, well, that's their problem. I don't care, you know, honestly, because I'm going to make myself laugh and other people laugh, and that's just the way I am, you know. And in fact, my dog turned 2 years old today. Little stinker. He's all fat and laying next to me. I made him chicken, little dashy. Mama made you chicken. It's your birthday. Happy birthday, buddy. Second time we ever had a birthday party for our dog. Because, you know, nobody really knows their birthday most of the time. But we just happened to know your birthday and got the day you were born, didn't we, buddy boy? And he got two new toys. One, a stuffed bacon with a pig face. And then a stuffed puppy dog with a little blanket thing on it. So hopefully he doesn't destroy it in like a day. I'll give him 2 days. He'll probably rip them both up. I'll be doing surgery on the toys there. So he's a goof. He's so silly. Laying on his head. Get up, buddy. It's your birthday. Now, he's a long-haired dachshund, and they're more docile than a smooth. And he's just a kind of a chill dog. So when he was a puppy, I thought, oh my gosh, I can't believe this dog is so hyper. Never had, you know, a dog, let alone a dachshund this hyper. But now he's, you know, 2 years old, and he's just pretty much chill. He doesn't want to play much. He wants to eat and snack. I mean, he'll play with his toys and chew at them or whatever. But he's a goof. He cheers me up. And I recommend, like, we have a dog and a cat and a fish. But I recommend, if you have a lot of stress in your life, if you have, you know, health issues, if you have, you know, diabetes and the PCOS, you have both, get a cat. Hopefully a more docile cat or dog. Get an animal that you can take care of and help you in return, because animals, I mean, they help with depression, they help with, you know, everything. And, you know, you're giving, you know, if you rescue an animal that could be, you know, put down, you know, so many animals, they get put down and killed, and I mean, it's not their fault. It's the human's responsibility, honestly, to get them fixed and take care of them. And just like people, you don't throw people away. You don't throw animals away. You know, that's my philosophy. And, you know, they're a part of your life. You know, in a way, they're kind of like your kids, but they're your animal. You know, they're your puppy. They're your dog. They're your kitty, you know, whatever you get. And I think it's helped me a lot too. Kind of relax me and calm me, because I get really hyper wound up. Now I know why I do, because some of it is from my diabetes, and my sugar was like extreme high, and my blood pressure was really high. And then my hormones from my PCOS were just going bonkers. So I was sitting there basically like pounding my head on the wall, like, am I going to feel better? You know? And everybody knows this feeling that's going through this. And honestly, it's just like, once you get over that kind of like, I call it a PMS freakout. But once you kind of get through that, whether you have the PCOS or diabetes or both. But, you know, it's kind of like a surge. Either it's from your sugar or it's from your hormones or whatever. And you're just like, whew, that's what was wrong with me. And maybe I needed, you know, something good in my stomach and then, you know, help me function for the rest of the day instead of a candy bar or something that I want that I'm not supposed to have. So, you know, that's stuff we're all learning together. So I hope you're all having a great day. And you're all thinking about all the different things that I've been saying with all these podcasts. Leave me messages. And if I can help you, I will. That, you know, as long as it pertains to, you know, the podcast or whatever. Be polite. No rudeness or I delete that crap. My philosophy is I'm kind to you, you kind to me, and that's how it goes. You know, I'm just here to help myself and other people. So, I'm just going to sit back and chill and watch one of my favorite shows, Dr. Jeff. He's a veterinarian in Colorado. And chill out with my puppy for his birthday. And I hope you guys are checking your sugars and taking care of yourself. And, you know, that is very important. And eating right, you know, and eating a diet that's good for you, that's going to make you feel good, you know. And eating the right foods for PCOS also, if you have that. You know, I stay away from the soy and a lot of the dairy. Once in a while, I have like Greek yogurt or something. But I don't have all that garbage I used to have. Once in a while, I might sneak like an ice cream cone or frozen yogurt or something. But that's very rare. So, y'all take care of yourself. And I'll be back soon. Okay? Mama Susie is signing out. Bye-bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.